Second Kings chapter 11. Now when Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she set about to destroy all the royal family. But Jehosheba, King Joram's daughter, Ahaziah's sister, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's children who were about to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Thus she hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. He remained with her 6 years, hidden in the house of the Lord, while Athaliah reigned over the land. But in the 7th year Jehoiada summoned the captains of the Kerites and of the guards, and had them come to him in the house of the Lord. He made a covenant with them, and put them under oath in the house of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son. He commanded them, "This is what you are to do. 1/3 of you, those who go off duty on the Sabbath and guard the king's house, another 1/3 being at the gate Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the guards, shall guard the palace, and your 2 divisions that come on duty in force on the Sabbath and guard the house of the Lord shall surround the king, each with weapons in hand, and whoever approaches the ranks is to be killed. Be with the king in his comings and goings." The captains did according to all that the priest Jehoiada commanded. Each brought his men who were to go off duty on the Sabbath, with those who were to come on duty on the Sabbath, and came to the priest Jehoiada. The priest delivered to the captains the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the south side of the house to the north side of the house, around the altar and the house, to guard the king on every side. Then he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the covenant. They proclaimed him king and anointed him. They clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. When she looked, there was the king, standing by the pillar, according to custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" Then the priest Jehoiada commanded the captains who were set over the army, "Bring her out between the ranks, and kill with the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest said, "Let her not be killed in the house of the Lord." So they laid hands on her. She went through the horse's entrance to the king's house, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people, that they should be the Lord's people, also between the king and the people. Then all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and tore it down. His altars and his images they broke in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. The priest posted guards over the house of the Lord. He took the captains, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land. Then they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, marching through the gate of the guards to the king's house. He took his seat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after Athaliah had been killed with a sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. 2 Kings chapter 12. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign. He reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, because the priest Jehoiada instructed him. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. The people continued to sacrifice and make offerings on the high places. Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money offered as sacred donations that is brought into the house of the Lord, the money for which each person is assessed, the money from the assessment of persons, and the money from the voluntary offerings brought into the house of the Lord, let the priests receive from each of the donors, and let them repair the house wherever any need of repairs is discovered." But by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priests had made no repairs on the house. Therefore King Jehoash summoned the priest Jehoiada with the other priests and said to them, "Why are you not repairing the house? Now therefore do not accept any more money from your donors, but hand it over for the repair of the house." So the priests agreed that they would neither accept more money from the people nor repair the house. Then the priest Jehoiada took a chest, made a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one entered the house of the Lord. The priests who guarded the threshold put in it all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. Whenever they saw that there was a great deal of money in the chest, the king's secretary and the high priest went up, counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and tied it up in bags. They would give the money that was weighed out into the hands of the workers who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. Then they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders who worked on the house of the Lord, to the masons and the stonecutters, as well as to buy timber and quarried stone for making repairs on the house of the Lord, as well as for any outlay for repairs of the house. But for the house of the Lord no basins of silver, snuffers, bowls, trumpets, or any vessels of gold or of silver were made from the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, for that was given to the workers who were repairing the house of the Lord with it. They did not ask an accounting from those into whose hand they delivered the money to pay out to the workers, for they dealt honestly. The money from the guilt offerings and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. At that time King Hazael of Aram went up, fought against Gath, and took it. But when Hazael set his face to go up against Jerusalem, King Jehoash of Judah took all the votive gifts that Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, his ancestors, the kings of Judah, had dedicated, as well as his own votive gifts, all the gold that was found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent these to King Hazael of Aram. Then Hazael withdrew from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? His servants arose, devised a conspiracy, and killed Joash in the house of Milo, on the way that goes down to Selah. It was Jozachar, son of Shimeoth, and Jehozabad, son of Shomer, his servants, who struck him down so that he died. He was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. Then his son Amaziah succeeded him. 2 Kings chapter 13. In the 23rd year of King Joash, son of Ahaziah of Judah, Jehoahaz, son of Judah, began to reign over Israel and Samaria. He reigned 17 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. He did not depart from them. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, so that he gave them repeatedly into the hand of King Hazael of Aram, then into the hand of Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael. But Jehoahaz entreated the Lord, and the Lord heeded him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how the king of Aram oppressed them. Therefore the Lord gave Israel a savior, so that they escaped from the hand of the Arameans, and the people of Israel lived in their homes as formerly. Nevertheless they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, which he caused Israel to sin, but walked in them. The sacred pole also remained in Samaria. So Jehoahaz was left with an army of not more than 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Aram had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, including his might, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz slept with his ancestors, and they buried him in Samaria. Then his son Joash succeeded him. In the 37th year of King Joash of Judah, Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. He reigned 16 years. He also did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin, but he walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, as well as the might with which he fought against King Amaziah of Judah, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? So Joash slept with his ancestors, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne. Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now when Elisha had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die, King Joash of Israel went down to him, and wept before him, crying, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel, and its horsemen!" Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and arrows." So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Draw the bow," and he drew it. Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. Then he said, "Open the window eastward," and he opened it. Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shot. Then he said, the Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram. For you shall fight the Arameans in Aphek until you have made an end of them. He continued, Take the arrows. And he took them. He said to the king of Israel, Strike the ground with them. He struck three times and stopped. Then the man of God was angry with him and said, You should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck down Aram until you had made an end of it. But now you will strike down Aram only three times. So Elisha died, and they buried him. Now bands of Moabites used to invade the land in the spring of the year. As a man was being buried, a marauding band was seen, and the man was thrown into the grave of Elisha. As soon as the man touched the bones of Elisha, he came to life and stood on his feet. Now King Hazael of Aram oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them, and had compassion on them. He turned toward them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, nor has he banished them from his presence until now. When King Hazael of Aram died, his son Ben-Hadad succeeded him. Then Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, took again from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the towns that he had taken from his father Jehoahaz in war. Three times Joash defeated him and recovered the towns of Israel.